mean? Codes for Kids is one of those events that our entire church just flocks on. And as you're listening and just ask for God to specifically speak to you, the Hope for America happens in the evening, and the type of volunteers required for that is different than the type of volunteer required for like a Coats for Kids kind of environment. So just be asking the Holy Spirit how he might or if he might be asking you to be a part. And with that, I'm really excited. Can I just say, really excited to watch Tom and Mindy just take this thing and like run with it. You know, this is not like the pastor's just pulling on people. This is these guys saying, we want to do this. And I'm kind of like just getting out of the way and supporting. And I'm really excited to see that happen. So awesome. Take it away, guys.
Good morning, guys. You know, over the week, I was telling Daryl, you know, I have this like vision of being at one of these rallies and just looking around and seeing the work that's being done. But last month, Steve and I, we were up here and I presented to the family a mission that God has placed on both of our hearts. This is Mindy, my name's Tom. To bring this event to New Hampshire, and it's called Hope Over America. It's a Jesus-centered rally, worship, testimonies, prayer, food, and love for all those struggling with addiction and pain. Since we last came up, a lot of work's gotten done, and praise the Lord. We canvassed possible locations. We raised a lot of money for the goal, toward the goal. We've spoken to multiple city leaders. The little red tape action there, it's been tough, but. And we've gotten the applications for permitting at two locations in Nashua and Manchester. We're still waiting to hear on the outcome, but we have hope. We have raised close to $20,000. It's a month. You know, God's blessed Mindy and I like crazily, enough to say that my business, TC Riley Electric, no plug there. We were able to donate $2,500, and then Mindy and I donated $1,000. So, just by the grace of God, it's not our money. So, Pastor Darrell's been very integral on this whole process, and there's a lot of other church leaders too that have been helping us, specifically Mindy and Steve, Kelly, and I. So that's like the little crew that we have that's really getting this all done. We just want to say thank you. We appreciate the help. I know it's a crazy large goal to meet, but we can do it. So I wanted to take this time to share with you guys some updates, you know, just keep you guys all informed. You know, I think people have interest, so I just want you guys all to be a part of this glorious movement, because it's going to happen regardless of whether we make our money goals or not. It's happening. So. We're going to show you a testimony, a short testimony, from a person named Cody Jones. And watch that, and then we'll be back.
I was 12 years old when I used drugs for the first time. Growing up as a kid, my mother was a drug addict. My father was a drug addict. Grandparents on both sides were either drug addicts or drug dealers. Never in my life would I have thought that I would have went down the path that I went, but I struggled with a 12-year drug addiction. When I was 19 years old, I became addicted to heroin. I can remember when I was 23, I was up in Dayton, Ohio. I was just buying heroin, and I was on my way home, and I got a phone call that my grandmother had died. We arrived at the house, and they pronounced and told us that she had died from a drug overdose. The thing was that I had been using heroin that day with her. Before I went to buy more. And so here I am living with guilt, living with shame, brokenness, pain, all these things from my childhood, from my past, that have brought me to the place that I'm at. But a week later, everything in my life changed. There was an outreach that came to our city, and it was called Hope Over Heroin. I knew two things. I needed hope, and I was on heroin. And so I went to that event. There were 7,000 people standing in that parking lot. There were people that I knew, a lot of familiar faces, so I had to overcome a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of pain that I was up against. But I went to the altar that night to receive Jesus Christ. I needed Jesus to come and touch me. I needed him to come and change me. I came in humility, and I came with my brokenness. I didn't have much to offer. All I gave him was my heart. And that sent my life on a trajectory that changed my life forever. 18 months after that, I ended up in a program called Heritage House, which is a byproduct of Hope Over Heroin. I went through that program, and here I am today, leading that program. It's been 7 years since Jesus Christ changed my life for good. I was addicted, I was bound, I was broken, I was being destroyed by sin, but Jesus came and he literally lifted me out of the pit of destruction. You know, I've seen thousands of men over the past 7 years that have given their life to Christ, they've been delivered, they've been set free, and they're serving the Lord today. You know what's really amazing is that I stood in front of that stage, 115 pounds, I had track marks going up and down my neck. I've stood on that same stage and I've seen people give their lives to Jesus Christ. I've seen people lay their needles on the altar. I've seen people lay their drugs on the altar. I've seen people who were hopeless and lifeless come and receive life one more time. And some of them are still serving the Lord today. You know, the things that I have today are things that I wish I would have had growing up. Things that I prayed for. And one of those things was a wife, children, beautiful home. I have things today that I only imagined about having. You know, my mother serves the Lord today. She was addicted, running the streets, and God used me to bring her into the kingdom of God, and she's serving Jesus now. You know, one of the things that I look at for me growing up is that I had to see my parents addicted. I had to see them on drugs. I had to see them use needles, all these things. And one thing that I made up my mind on is my children will never have to see the things that I had to see growing up. I made a decision that the generational curse was going to stop with me. I had to draw a line in the sand and say, God, everything that you have for me, that's what I want. And I'm going to pass it on to my children, and I want to pass it on to the next generation. Hope Over Heroin came into my city and helped change my life. I'll forever be grateful and I'll forever be appreciative for the people that came and preached this message to me that changed my life forever.
So if we can reach one person, that would be good enough for me. He said 7,000 people were at that event. That's a lot of people. So it's in Manchester. The Manchester one's Friday, September 9th, and Saturday, September 10th from 5 to 10 p.m. And the Nashua one is going to be the week of September 12th, I think Tuesday and Wednesday evening. So there you go.
Yeah. Every time I watch that video or every time I hear Cody speak, I'm just reminded of how good God is. So I feel like this might be a lot that we're throwing at you, but we're going to have some more videos at the end that shows you exactly what this looks like, right? We keep talking about it's an event, it's a rally. What is this about? So there are more like visuals to help you guys understand what this event is like in the Midwest and what it'll look like hopefully when we bring it here. So part of that event includes worship. Oh, closer. Oh, thank you. Sorry. Part of that event includes worship. Part of that event includes testimonies. And then a huge piece of what we do at the event is establishing a city of resources. So we come in with Christ at the center of our goal, but we are inclusive of all community organizations, and we reach out to government agencies, nonprofits, mental health organizations, you know, maybe even like the Real Options folks. Like we are, our goal ideally is to have about 20 to 30 resources available to folks at these events that they can get information about. It may not be directly related to church, but it could be resources. You know, we're inclusive of everything that's available to anybody that's hurting, either with addiction, pain, homelessness, food items, you know, that's part of what we want to do. So we have a really big goal here. If we're looking at September, I do think there's this like mountain of things that we need to do, but I have such faith that God's going to ordain it so easily and that he's going to align our paths with people who are going to have their own connections and resources. And I just think this is going to be seamless. I think the surrender is going to be seamless. And I do have such faith that this will all come together. So churches, so at some point, once we have an established finalized permit from the city of Manchester and Nashua, that's when the hustle work really begins, and we're going to have to hustle really hard. That's when we're going to be reaching out to churches, local churches. We have tons of marketing materials at our fingertips that are ready to go as soon as we solidify the date. So we're going to be passing out, you know, brochures, connecting with our churches, connecting with our jobs. If we work in an area that would provide some support to the community, great, let's get them involved. And so we're excited. We just need that final green light, signed permit. We've reached out to like the mayor of Manchester ourselves. We've sent some awesome videos. I mean, we're doing it. It's happening. So that's it. So as we present these little pieces, if something speaks to you, if you're like, hey, City of Resources, like, oh, I think I might know an organization that would love to be a part of this event and pass out flyers and set up a little table and a little tent, just reach out to any of us. We'll have our contact information at the end. But if something speaks to you or something that you have access to or have a contact with in any of these areas, just we would be so grateful for any leads or any information. So that's one piece of the event. Next is finances.
Yeah, the good times. Finances. The good times. So obviously, this is a big, big thing. $100,000 is nothing to laugh at. So, but that's what it's going to take. And that, and the whole thing is, they are coming from the Midwest. They're bringing about, I think there's 25 guys right now in the Heritage House that they will be coming to help. They bring their own stage, electric, generator, all of that. And so the $100,000 mark was the cost of travel, the hotels, the lodging, fuel, equipment, the food vending trucks, drinks. It's just a lot. But if you guys have it on your heart, let's do it. There's going to be so much help needed. So I'm going to start getting annoying. You guys are going to be like, what? Get away from me. But it's going to happen. So. Ways we can help. Mindy's going to go over.
Yeah. So the finances, I really do think God will figure out a way to make it happen. The event isn't dependent on the finances. We don't need to raise $100,000 in order for them to come. They are used to this. They're a well-oiled machine. They travel all over the Midwest with their trailers and their military-style kitchens. Like they've got it all figured out. This would be, you know, this money would bless our event here. And then maybe pay, if there are people who want to go to Heritage House, we'd put them on a plane and send them to Heritage House for free. It would plant seeds for us having this event next year. And so it really is just going to like pay itself forward. And City of Hope is the church that is the mindset behind all of this. They're like not worried at all. They're like, it'll be fine. City on a hill. Yeah. What did I say?
City of Hope.
Oh, hope. Okay, so ways to help. Street evangelism. Next slide. Once we get the green light for permitting, a lot of what we can do isn't even financial based. It's like street evangelism. Come with us to the neighborhoods that this event is taking place on and help us walk the streets, pass out flyers, speak to businesses, pray over the area that we're going to host the event in, pray with people that are walking by. You know, wherever we can pass out the word and invite everybody is our goal. And so I don't know where the locations are specifically. Tom and Steve are working on those. But I know that they want to be in like the worst neighborhoods ever. And so we just like to pray there, you know, why not? Let's just pray while we're there. So, no, I don't need this. No. Wait, where did I go? Okay, so praying, walking the neighborhoods, passing out flyers, invitations, businesses, people, schools, you know, we'll let schools know, hey, we're going to have this event. There's going to be X, Y, and Z for resources there. Could any of your students use this or families? Could you pass this along? So it's really going to be this, like, spread the word. Let's all use all of the tools we have to spread this awesome news. So that's one piece.
The permit applications are in for Holman Stadium in Nashua. And Veterans Park in Manchester. Manchester is a little different. They, you know, we listed four places to see if we could get any of them because, you know, when you're talking to Parks and Rec is usually who owns this situation, it can get tricky. So that, you know, so Holman Stadium, Veterans Park are the two ones that have, that's where we want to hold these. And we're just waiting to hear back from the city. So, yeah, I just thought it was important for you guys to know where, because those are the spots. I mean, I don't know. I try not to go to Manchester, to be honest with you. But that's why I go there. You know what I mean? We're going into the spots where they're sleeping on the parks at night. And, you know, it just has to be in a location like that so that we can, they can get there. They don't have cars. Most of these people don't have cars or have transportation. So what she's talking about is getting out there, one, praying over the locations of it all. Two, getting the word out. It's just like Coats for Kids. Same thing. It's like, let's just get the names out there. There'll be flyers. There'll be everything. We have all the resources that we need. So, all
right. Yeah. And then on the days of, so the times of the events are in the evening. They'll start at like 5, probably go till 9 or 10, depending on like noise ordinances and all that good stuff. But the goal is to have food for everyone. These military-style kitchens, these people are used to doing this. They bust out and feed thousands of people at a time. And so really, if anyone's interested in coming there to volunteer on the day of, it'll probably just be to support the food process, the drinking process, praying for people. Usually City on a Hill wants like ice cream trucks and cotton candy trucks, and like they really want to make it like, let's just get everyone here, feed them, love on them, bless them, but hold on, there's like a massive stage with lots of worship and lots of Jesus talk. And then there's like, hey, you want to go to Heritage House? Let's figure this out. Let's get you there. The other piece that City on a Hill is working on is giving us card type things where like when we meet people and we connect with them, it's not like a, hi, this is Jesus, nice to meet you, good luck, see you later, hope everything works out well. So these cards are like a communication piece where we can connect with them, invite them to our church, invite them to local churches, get their contact information, invite them to prayer groups or whatever. So there's like a, it's just, they have this all figured out, and I'm just feeling so grateful that we get to be a part of it here. And so that piece is there too. So that might be something that we could use help with, and like reaching out and contacting people and getting them on board. So our contact information is here. Obviously we're here. If you know, you can find us through Facebook, but we have another slide with our cell phone. So if you want to reach us, take a picture of the screen, text us, call us, we'll plug you in any way, shape, or form, and there's lots of places where we could use some extra help in. So that's that. Huh?
Let's show the video.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to show a video that City on a Hill has put together about what it might look like to have this event come here. And then, yeah, we'll wrap it up.
What would it look like if all of her could go away? The addicted could be set free. Our cities were healed. What would it look like if the hunger filled? The broken could be put back together. The demons were cast out, never to return. What would it look like if righteousness was pursued in all things? Justice, judgment, and mercy were at the forefront of all of our decisions. What would it look like if those who say they follow Jesus would follow what Jesus said? What would it look like?
We just need help with praying over this. I'm going to ask you to just pray right now, actually. We have bullet points for things to pray over. I don't know. You want to handle this one?
Sure. So that's one of the events. That's what it looks like. If you go to hopeoveramerica.com, they have just a wealth of information and visuals and testimonies of what these events look like. So prayers. So we definitely need prayer assistance. Peace over us as we embark on this extra attacky situation, quote unquote, by Tom Riley. Tom wrote attacky. I think we need prayer. I do feel like the enemy doesn't want this to take place here. And New England's a tough crowd. Like, yeah. This is a rough area of like, I don't know, Jesus, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know, this is too weird, right? So I think we need prayer that these doors would open for the permitting process to be solidified this week. that would be a miracle in and of itself. They have all the paperwork. Steve and everybody from Ohio submitted all this stuff. Like, they know what they're doing. They answered all the questions that we needed on there. So if we need help, that, like, things would be dotted, T's crossed. We need help in that we need people to show up to let Jesus touch them in a way like never before. You know, I do feel like people are going to come to this and lives will be changed. I don't care how many. It's not the point. Don't care. Help with boots on the ground once we push off. You know, a lot of these things are dependent on solidifying that date. Financials to come together, you know, and hope over America to grow and grow and reach every city in America. That's something that's placed on Pastor Billy's heart. He feels like he's on a mission to travel the country. He's a veteran. He's a pastor. He's a worship leader. This is really his vision, and he feels like he's going to accomplish it, and God will let the path be laid out before him. So these are the little pieces that we need help with. If anyone wants to pray, awesome. If you want to, like, you know, take it home and pray too, that's cool. But if anyone wants to pray, like,
pray right now.
Oh, you want me to pray?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Jesus, thank you for this beautiful family that you have given us. You have ordained so many steps in my life, in Tom's life, in everyone's life to get us here today, in this season, in this time. So Jesus, I thank you for blessing us with a church family that has a heart to serve you first before serving ourselves. Jesus, thank you for our pastor and his family for allowing us to be the hands and feet of God in a way that we know how for right now in this season, in this time of our lives. Thank you, Jesus, for placing people in our lives like Steve and Kelly that have been so obedient to the love of God that they helped save our marriage through Christ's ministry. Jesus, thank you that you have put all the broken pieces together in a way that's far better than I could have ever put together myself. And so, Jesus, we take this mission on, and we don't know really what we're walking into. We just know that we love you and that you're a miracle worker and that you can save lives, you can change families, you can change hearts, you can change generations. And so, Jesus, I'm walking this in faith with you that this event will take place. I pray, Lord, that you will wash away all the distractions that need to be washed away so that these permits can be signed and solidified. Lord, I ask that your voice speak louder into the ears and hearts of the people who have to make this decision. I ask that you ordain people to facilitate this process smoothly, Lord. I ask for your direction. I ask for your help. I ask for your pieces to be put together in a way that we can just step back and say, thank you. You put this all together, and I don't know how except for you. Jesus, I pray that people in our church, not only in this church, but in the greater New Hampshire area and New England, would have access to this information and that they would hear your voice, that they would come to this rally, and that their lives would be changed. Finances, God, finances. I don't know. They're all up to you. Lord, the battle is yours to fight. I just want to be obedient to hearing your voice and how we should be getting these finances. In however way they're ordained, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for the promises of tomorrow. I thank you for the promise of this event, and I thank you for making it happen above anything I could ever do. I ask this in your sweet name, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Jesus, we lift up Tom and Mindy to you, God. Oh, they are going to get attacked, Lord, and we just put the cross of Jesus Christ between them and anything that's going to try to hurt them. And Lord, not only will their marriage not suffer through this, but they will come out so tight and so strong and standing together in your name with this beautiful testimony of what they've walked through. And God, we ask for extra protection over Sean and that you just literally cover their home and that everybody who walks into that place can feel your presence. And that the enemy doesn't have anywhere to come in because you are just so deep in their thoughts and in their words and in their actions, and that everything they're doing is for you, Lord. And we just pray blessings over them. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We thank you for the God math you're going to perform with all the details. And we pray that you shut doors that you don't want them going through, and you open the ones, and they just fly through so smooth that they just can't deny that this is exactly where you want them to go, and they don't have to question anything, that they know that they're in your will, which is where they want to be. And just pray blessings over them, Lord. Thank you.
HopeOverAmerica.com.
Hey, Satan, we're putting you on notice right now. In the name of Jesus, we forbid any assignment against this. You have no right to touch it. It belongs to Jesus. And in his name, we cancel your assignment. We pray Jesus' protection and peace over everyone involved in this. And we thank you, Lord, that this is going to happen. We thank you for every life you're going to change. And we thank you, Lord, for the people who are involved, who have a heart to serve you. We ask that the peace that passes understanding would just flood their hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we pray that this will be a harvest. This will be an expansion of your territory, for we're going to claim the areas in Nashua and Manchester in your name, Jesus. And we pray right now that you're stirring hearts, not only volunteers, but also the people in need. And that is, as we read in our word, that we would go out with hearts of compassion, of kindness, of understanding, that we would be able to speak to those who have no hope, that they would see our hearts and that they would know that Jesus is the way. So, Lord, we stake that area out for you, that it would be under your full protection, and that people will be coming in, hearing the word of God and saying, I need you, Lord. So we're just praying for lives to be changed. Lord, not 5 or 10. Lord, we're praying for hundreds upon hundreds of lives to be saved, because this is your territory and we are claiming it in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we're just coming to you today, and we are declaring and decreeing that the number one location that is desired will be open this week. This week, Lord, we declare it right now. We accept it. We receive it, because that what is a tacky situation is not for you. You are not a God of impossible. You are a God of possibilities, and you have a promise for this situation today, Lord, that you will fulfill the needs. So we just say in agreement that we are in agreement with you, Lord. Let the heavens open the doors for all green lights to go, so that this group can go forth with getting the word out, Lord, that they will have more than needed for volunteers, for funds, for hands and feet to be on the ground now. In Jesus' name, we receive it now. In your name, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord, we know that you have already chosen the ones that you want to hear, you want to receive, you want their lives touched and changed. Lord, we thank you for even now, not only preparing their hearts and giving them that hunger for to know you better, but Lord, that you are even changing the direction of their life to turn them toward the path that will lead them to the ministry, that it will lead them to receive, that it will lead them to that place where they feel welcomed and that they can feel the change that's right there. All they have to do is walk through it. Thank you, Lord, that even now you're going before all of us and touching each heart that needs you, each life that cries for help. You see their tears and you see their needs. You also see their lack. Let them feel that the answer to their hope is coming and soon. Thank you, Lord. Let them know that it's right there for the taking.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I just pray today boldly for this congregation that we are obedient to how you're drawing us in your direction for your good cause. What an inspiration to see how you're moving Tom and Mindy in your calling and how you're pulling together. It's such an amazing opportunity in a very short time. I see this vision after the event, and we say, look at what God did. Look what God used in our hearts to bring people to you and your glory and expand your kingdom and save lives, God. I just continue to ask that you give us all obedience individually to know our part, whether it's prayer, whether it's finances, whether it's volunteering, whether it's just talking about it. Use us, God, as you see fit. We all have talents. We all have gifts that you've given us. And this is our time to hear your word and hear your spirit and be obedient, God. Thank you for the leaders within the church to support them in this cause, a very noble and big effort, and just give them reassurance that they are supported and know that they will accomplish all that you had in store for them. Thank you, Lord, for just how you're moving us. You've been preparing us for this season. You've been speaking to us through every message, and you're giving us the opportunity to follow your direction, and we just ask, God, for that obedience.
So I hope you guys understand like how big of a deal this is. This isn't like, hey, we're going to get together and give out some hot dogs. This is little crummy little River of Life Church. These two, I mean, you guys have heard their testimony, and you know what they've overcome, where they came from, how they ended up here. So to be able to see this, to see you guys do this, is like, you know, Daryl preached, it was last week or the week before, about promotion. Nobody wants a promotion. I don't want a promotion, right? Because in America, we've perverted the word promotion, and we think, oh, more money. No, it's work. Work is involved in it. And if anybody is going to put in the work, I know it's going to be these two. And as far as prayer goes, like the finances, I'm not even going to pray about it, because it's going to be funny to see what he does. Because it's already done, right? So God would not start something like this that he's not going to finish. And just to be able to be along the ride with you guys and have you guys ask us for help, like what an honor that is. So super proud of you guys. So thank you, Lord, for Tom and Mindy. Thank you for their hearts to serve. Thank you that they're the conduit. Thank you that, you know, Madeline and I, we were talking yesterday about what true Christianity really is. And that's another thing that we've perverted, because we've put our own agenda in the way. Our flesh, man, has taken what he needs from Christianity and he's left the rest. So to not only hear what God has to say, but to do what he asks us to do and give freely without putting your own agenda in it, is that's Christianity. To genuinely help offer, not force, not convict, not condemn, but just, hey, if you guys need help, we'd love to be able to help you. So again, thank you, Lord, for Tom and Mindy's heart. Thank you for them showing what true Christianity genuinely is. Thank you for them loving well. Thank you for loving them well. And just thank you so much for letting us be along for the ride with them. We love you. We pray these things in the precious name of your son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So he says he's going to do it in 5 minutes, get out of the way and let us do a sermon, right? No, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I was praying about promotion last week.
This is so cool. Thank you. And no, I'm not going to preach a sermon. I'm just going to tie it together. You know, we've been talking about for such a time as this, that God put us in this place, right? He put us in a broken New England where heroin is just on the rise, right? And there's some of us who are like, I have lots of experience with those kind of things. And some of us are like, I have no experience. And yet, in all of that, God chose us and said, I put you here for this time, right? I am believing for that the fact that finances will not only come from the church. I just see businesses and moms and dads who own businesses coming together and saying, I want to give toward that cause as well, right? And I don't feel like it's God's heart to just look for one little church to do everything, right? And so I just see it like the Esther story where it was just Esther and Mordecai stepping forward, but everybody in the entire race came together in that moment to step forward and make something happen, okay? So this is really cool when, just picture it from my perspective as a pastor who gets to literally step out of the way, watch an entire service, strategize, talk about, pray for, and get excited about a ministry opportunity. You know what I mean? It's like so much more impactful, not that sermons don't matter because they do, but so much more impactful than just preaching a sermon and just hoping and praying, God, did that even fall on anybody's ears? Do they even care? Did it change your life? You know what I mean? Like you're already nodding, being like, let's go out there. Let's do something. Let's, you know, I got somebody I can call when this is over, right? So thank you to every person who just smiled, nodded, said you believe in them, right? Let's do this for each other. Let's really encourage each other. We have to be the church, right? Not just go to church. So I'm excited. As you leave today, just know this. The church is leaving the building today. You are the church. Take it with you, right? And continue to lift up this area. Continue to lift up every organization and church. And let's just believe for revival, right? I mean, I believe ultimately the drug addiction pandemic, all these things are here. But revival is on God's heart. And that's what he wants to bring. Total heart outward change in every home, building, restoring, and putting back broken cities, right? So God, I just thank you for your heart in us. But Lord, that it's not just us. Like we're just one small piece of a much greater movement and strategy that you have for Southern New Hampshire, for Massachusetts. God, we ask that you would come and invade this area, redefine church, redefine miracles, redefine addiction recovery, redefine psychological and mental illness recovery, re-identify everything that has to do with the name of Jesus in the hearts and the minds of the world, that they will see and know and understand your power, your heart, your compassion, your mercy, that they will know that, Lord, imperfect people with chaotic households still carry on their shoulders the Ark of the Covenant, the power of God, the reality of God, and that, Lord, that does change lives and that does set people free. And that in there, there is hope, God. So we receive that burden with joy to be hope carriers, Spirit of God carriers, as we go this week, Father. We love you. We look forward to seeing what you're going to do in us, Father. And make us lights, we pray. Give us purpose and destiny for this week, we ask. For conversations, for confrontations, for just opportunities to display the love of God, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. How's that for a short one? All right, guys, thank you for coming. Thank you, Mindy, and thank you, Tom, for the presentation. We love you guys. Have a good week.